long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your levers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
The group found themselves in some sort of 3-day time rift where they went back in time 3 days and then everything seemed to be better. They didn't have any of their downsides except for the fact that the city now apparently has these weird symbols drawn all over the place and nobody can remember how they got them or where they got them from. The pig is dead. The goose killed it. You went to the insane asylum.
Groped children.
You were about to attack the doctor when all of a sudden...
Wait. Is Montana Jackson dead in his sleep?
He's not.
No.
He was just sleeping. In the car.
He's sleeping on the farm upstate.
Just keep throwing him around.
Maybe he'll wake up one day.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 43rd episode of our fourth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start where we left off last time as the group is...
High-fiving.
High-fiving as they go to attack...
Goose!
Right. Here we go. That's our new pump-up.
Obadiah Marsh.
He's about to get goosed.
Tedward and Bradley are about to attack Obadiah Marsh?
Yeah, we were...
I don't remember where
I think
Milton
was
is.
Running into the building. Having found out that the car, he was, I don't know.
Good talk. and Montana Jackson just woke up from a nice nap in his in the car. He's got a crick in his neck, but other than that, he's fine. So let's
I'm
roll
like,
initiative.
Han Solo running down the Death Star corridors.
Okay.
Until I find
23.
19.
I don't even know what weapon I'm using.
I don't know what you're
I've
using.
I've got all of Montana
Oh, yeah, you
Jackson's
did take all Montana stuff.
You weren't there.
What'd you get,
Milton?
What
weapon am I using?
14. I didn't know I was in the room.
You're not
in the room.
But I still want everyone's initiative.
14.
Roll for the goose.
Honk.
Wow. Because of D4 initiative?
He got a 2.
He got a 2. That's and he has a minus 2, so he has a 0. He never goes.
It's my speed metal band.
Montana.
The I'll D4 initiative.
D4 initiative. Oh,
okay, you choose to go last. I'll put you at 0. All right, first up will be Bradley. Chamberlain.
I have no idea what weapon I'm using.
I don't know what you're using. I don't remember.
Listeners.
You
know,
whip?
Well, we were sneaking up on him.
Yeah, but I have all of Montana's weapons and gear.
So whips?
Yeah, so what do
you
have?
Sword cane.
I don't know. I didn't write anything down.
It was whips, a sword cane, and a halberd, basically.
And there's the amulet.
Yes.
And?
Which you didn't use in this particular instance.
No, I definitely didn't use it.
Sneak attack with a halberd.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more like a, I guess it's a glaive. It's a sword on the end of a long stick, basically.
It's a glaive.
Yeah, glaive.
That's a glaive.
Okay.
I'm a glaive him. 420 glaive it.
420 glaive it.
Take this, you goddamn fish, bitch!
I'm assuming Montana has the damage written down. I'd have to find it in all this goddamn stack of paperwork I've got here.
What's the bonus to attack?
Well, strength.
Okay, so what's the bonus? Does it have a bonus to attack?
Is it magical?
Because I rolled.
Somebody stole it from me.
I straight rolled an 18.
Did you don't have it written on your paper?
There's only so much room.
It's got reach, 2d6 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
And for every 5 creatures killed, it gets plus 1 damage permanently.
Oh my god! If on the killing blow.
Oh, and if it's a killing blow on a special creature, it gains a special attribute.
Give it to Tedward.
I just thought of a really
use it all the time.
Really great way to cheese this weapon by just going around and killing geese
and children. Technically, it would.
And then resetting the time chamber and doing it again.
Until, it, like, all right, I make an attack. All right, that'll be 85 d6 plus 2.
What'd you roll?
So I straight rolled an 18.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
Okay. All right. Future reference, does it get a bonus to attack? Is it
yes.
plus 2?
Yeah, plus 2.
Okay, so not natural 20. And I got 10 damage.
Alrighty. So you just sort of slash him across the chest as his skin's starting to turn into scaly, slimy scales.
Gross.
And his eyes are getting all big and bulgy, turning into fish eyes.
His eyes are getting all big and bougie.
Bougie.
I don't know.
Bougie?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Reach 2d6 plus 2.
Oh.
Found it.
Hey.
Well, I have other notes in this book.
Then it'll be you, Tedward.
I attack with my hammer.
Okay.
Rolling an 18.
You hit.
I deal 12 damage.
Okay.
Plus 4 electrical damage.
You guys have 2 attacks, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, you're right.
So you jump up and you crack him in the side of the head with your hammer.
I go.
And little electrical sparks kind of.
Does a 17 hit him?
Yes. Right. Sort of tingle through his skull and sort of like pop out of different orifices on his face.
Second attack, 7 damage.
So I hit him across the head with the hammer. And as I come down, I'm going to try to hit him in the side of the knee.
We're doing like a combo move.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're like, minus 2?
So like I jumped in and I slashed him. And he hits him. And then I hit him. And then he trips him. And
yeah, Bradley's giving the old 10-7 split.
Yeah.
17?
Hits.
Are you Trunks and Goten?
Mm-hmm.
Fusion!
Ha! I'm going to spit cum at you. That's our special attack.
Spit? Why are you spitting it? Why is it in your mouth?
Have you not seen Dragon Ball Z? That's their special attack. They spit little white versions of themselves, ghosts. It's cum. They're just spitting cum at people.
They're fucking ghosts. It's ghosts. It's
nine damage.
Their spirit. They're Enna. They're Chi.
Yeah.
Nine more damage.
Chi.
They're Enna.
They're Enna. I'm trying to move this past this.
They're Enema.
They're Enemas.
They're Enemas of the state. Got it.
Yeah. So you crack him in the knee, and it make like the sound of the thunder, like the. Also is just enhanced by the cracking of his kneecap. You just crush it.
And then 5 more electrical damage.
Okay.
Do you think that does more damage because he's a fishy man?
I would hope so, but...
He's not in water right now.
But he's wet.
He's slimy.
He's moist.
Exactly.
Moist.
Okay.
I'm rolling soggy. A d4 of moist.
No, boy, you got me so slimy.
Moist damage.
Just not going to write it down. It's fine.
16. I dealt 1 moist damage.
Oh, okay. 1 moist damage.
I also rolled 16 moist damage.
Okay.
On my d4.
So then it will be Milton.
Well, I suppose I try to run into that room if I can.
If you just ran into the building, it would take you probably 2 turns to get up to that room.
Well, that's what's I gonna do then.
Okay. So you're gonna spend your turn running over there.
I need a tea break.
Then it'll be the goose. Who just will run in and nip Bradley in the cankle.
In the bud.
Not my bud.
Or he'll try, anyways. Does an 18 hit you?
It does.
Okay. He's going to bite you in the ankle for 3 damage.
Jesus Christ.
Huh. But the goose only gets 1 attack, so that's the goose's turn.
He doesn't have like 8 attacks?
No.
Okay.
It just grows 8 heads. It's a Hydra goose.
Oh, God.
Hail Hydra Goose.
Hail Hydra Goose.
Then it'll be...
Hail Hunkdra.
Father Beers, who seems to, like, wake up a bit, as he's not quite as beat up as he was the last time you guys were here, but he's still beat up. So he's just... Hey, Edward? Bradley? Is it Bradley? Chamberlain? then it's going to be...
He knows your name now.
All right, great.
It's going to be the monster.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
I don't know what my voice is supposed to be anymore.
How many? <amazing. laughs>
Bradley Chamberlain.
Tedward.
Woo!
Here we go.
He crit 20 and rolled a 22.
Those are both going to hit me.
Okay.
Right, my little baby dome. I still have soft spots.
Not your tight little butt?
No, I'm not facing him with my butt. Unless he's got a tentacle. But my skull hasn't fully formed, so I still have some soft spots from when I was a baby.
That's what the helmet's for.
That's why I got this helmet on.
You're taking 41 damage.
That hurts.
Jesus.
As he basically puts his hands together like a volleyball serve and just fucking cracks you right in the chest, causing you to slam backwards.
I don't think that's how a volleyball serve is.
I said he put his hands together like a, well, not a serve, but a bump
or whatever the fuck it is.
It's called a bump.
A bump.
It's called a bump.
Yeah, but he doesn't bump you. He
it
just
was a baby
hits you
bump.
In the chest and causes you to fly backwards into a wall.
I also like to do bumps.
Yeah. Your chest hurts a lot right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, no, it does.
Do a con check for me.
Okay. Plus six to con.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly going to be a good roll.
Con save?
Save?
Sure.
Okay, plus seven? A lot. 20-something.
Okay. Yeah, you feel fine. Your chest is just sore.
It's at 24.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Are there fish inside you now? You put little fish babies inside of him.
I don't think you know how fish work, Milton.
What?
Have you seen a seahorse?
Seahorse, sea hell?
On my chair.
Thank you.
Montana Jackson, it's your turn.
Well, I wake up in a car, naked.
Nobody said
no
he was
took
naked.
Clothes.
That's, we didn't even take your magical hat.
He's a hat?
He's a hat?
What? The ace. Everyone has a fucking AC hat on.
What?
They have a cape.
No,
what?
It's a duster.
It's a duster.
It's a duster.
It's a hat.
What are you talking about?
That's not
no.
a hat. You dumb dick. You've seen a Western.
It's a coat.
Haven't you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Haven't you ever
seen
it's
Indiana
beards?
Jones hat.
Okay.
Okay.
You're buddy. Right. Nobody touched his duster hat. His
yeah.
dusty hat.
His dust hat.
Oh, boy.
Well, it sounds like I should go towards the danger. I have no idea where everyone is in relation to me.
Should he, like, perceive for lightning strikes?
Sure, roll perception.
But also, he knows that he's at the insane asylum, and he knows that there's bad people's inside there.
Four.
Okay,
you
he
hear
doesn't.
Or see nothing.
He doesn't.
You just wake up in this parking lot with no recollection of what's going
on. What was the last thing he remembers? Falling down the stairs?
Drinking.
In a different timeline.
Drinking alone in his car.
Yeah, falling downstairs is probably the last thing you remember.
So he leaves.
But of the insane asylum.
I'm
right?
very hungry.
In the insane asylum, you remember falling downstairs.
And there were baiters.
Yes, there
and
were baiters.
Fishmen.
And fishmen.
Good.
And it was dark outside.
What yes. time of day is it?
It's not
it's
dark
daytime.
Outside.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
You
it's a nice
probably
day.
Got a good brunch right now.
So it's daytime, but there's lightning?
Inside.
Inside the building.
Oh.
Not
you
that
don't
you
know
can
that.
Hear it.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, so what would your character do? Waking up in a strange place, nowhere near where you last remember where you were.
Hmm.
No, very near to where he last
yeah,
remembered.
Yeah, he remembered
was.
Falling down the
He's
stairs.
Outside the building,
it's
in a
the
car,
same building.
Daytime.
Yeah, but in this city, like, relatively, he's not, like, back at the church. He's, like, 200 yards away from where he was.
He's 3 days ago.
Nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
You're actually in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
You're hanging out
you,
with
you
a
wake
Yeti.
Up in a timeshare.
You're playing poker with
Al Capone.
The Jersey
Devil.
Devil and a Sasquatch for some reason.
And
Medusa's
Jimmy Hoffa.
And a raccoon.
Let me see if
a
I can...
A very cool raccoon.
Figure out if there's anybody, or if there was anybody in the car and where they may have gone.
Okay. Intelligence or wisdom?
Sure, it's a nat 20 either way.
He can
Mark
see splashes of tea leading towards the insane asylum.
He sees a trail of
he can
sweet
smell,
tea.
He can smell sweet tea and gerbils heading inside the building.
There's an obvious stain on the chair of sweet tea, and then you can see like a little dribble path all the way into the insane asylum.
It's because I peed myself.
Sniffing it, you immediately know it's sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Yeah, here. There's ants just all over it every step of the way.
And
so
there are gerbils
you know
eating
it's...
those ants.
What? And then you a goose eating them gerbils.
Okay, well then...
And then the gerbils eating the goose from the inside.
Confused and slightly aroused, I will follow this trail.
It's normally how John handles himself.
Okay.
Confused yet aroused.
You could get back to the building.
Okay.
Confroused.
With a double move. So then it will be back around to Bradley.
I'm going to hit him.
Okay.
Move up quick to get with him.
Does a 14... hit him.
No.
Okay. So the first attack is a whiff.
Okay.
It just bounces off his slime.
No, it sloughs off.
Did that one miss too?
Yeah.
Okay. How bad of a miss was it?
That was a 7.
That's not. Yeah. Okay. That's not too bad.
You should probably use this. Someone else should probably.
I can't. I got the hand of God.
I don't have a strength bonus.
You're up.
I have a 10.
Am I stuck in the wall?
I should
or
be
I...
using the sword cane. Because I remember Ty asking
yes,
about
if it
could
finesse.
Be used as finesse. Yeah. And God damn it. Okay.
So I just rammed into a wall.
Yeah, you got your back to a wall. You're between two gurneys. between two gurneys, a new hospital trauma coming to you.
I'd rather be between two grannies, if you know what I mean. Jesus. I'm going to pick myself up and charge at him.
Okay. Because then you know both of your parents?
Bringing my hammer up, trying to bring it down upon his head.
Okay.
Jumping, leaping.
Okay.
Okay. Here I go.
Superhero shit.
Mm-hmm.
By the power of thunder,
15?
Nope. So you do your superhero leap, jump through the air, and you just miss time it a little too much, and you just whiff right in front of his face.
Well, then I'm going to, on the swing back, come up right in his groin.
Okay. I thought you meant you were just going to keep going through your swing. I was like, do you got no joints back there? You just...
He's
a child.
Robot
arm? He's got rubber joints.
Rubber joints. All right, so I'm going to try to go... swing through up to his grundle. That one's going to destroy his grundle. How's it, 25?
Yeah, it'll hit.
You strike the taint with great accuracy and power.
12 damage.
All right.
His fish balls are gone.
Oh.
Well, I got it. It's called orphan reflexes. And then my electrical damage is a 4.
All righty. He's not looking great as you crack him right between the legs. It doesn't seem to impact him as much as you would think.
Because he doesn't have
a
penis.
Have a dick. He's got no testicles. Well, it's not the dick that's the problem. It's the testicles.
Yeah. But those are inside.
Internal.
Yeah, those are inside.
He's got internal fishy bits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was hoping the electricity would
sterilize him? Like Mountain Dew?
Code Red.
Tedbert only knew until recently that there was only one country in the world, but he is a marine biologist because he knows how fish work.
I know how to make them sterile.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was no TV back then, so like all he had to do was just go to the docks and watch the fish in the buckets at Sven's discount fish bucket house.
That's true. Me and Sven are good friends.
Okay.
He's a fish breeder. He actually
The lady fish squirt her egg into the pile, and then the man fish go and put his jelly in it, and that's how we make caviar and sell it to the Russians.
Yeah, no, it's really good upon, breaded chicken cutlets.
Milton, you're up.
I'll finish my second turn running to the room.
Okay. You get right to the doorway with your all your movement, and you see this strange affair going on in the...
Hey, Milton.
Room. Two people and a goose.
Hey, brother cousin.
It's original fish sauce. That's what it is.
Russian dressing.
Are any of my doctor abilities not full actions?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. What do you have again?
I've got
AIDS.
Healing ability.
That's probably a full action.
I can lifelink two people.
Probably a full action.
And I can reattach severed limbs.
Also full action.
Okay.
So I'm going to go no. I didn't know if you had some other little things.
And revive touch.
Doohickeys, also probably full action.
Okay.
So then it will be the monster's turn, who confusedly, at what you just did to his taint area, or what you assume to be the taint
area. Taint no ting, fish man.
Taint no thing. He's going to try and just come right down on top of your head with his...
Come.
Double
He's
fist.
Smacking you.
I'm going to try to go through his fish legs.
Does a 16 hit you?
It does not.
Okay.
So I roll forward between his fishy legs.
Okay. So he thinks you're taller than you are, and he whiffs hard with a double 16.
He hits himself in the taint.
And,
the fist fish?
Fisting fish. The fist.
Ludafist.
Yeah, that's all he's going to do. He's not going to do anything else.
Ludafish.
Fist and chips.
Goose.
Honk.
Duck, goose. Coming at you hard, Bradley.
Why?
Actually, you know what? Hold on.
You goose bitch.
I'm going to make it random every time.
You feathery bastard.
This time he comes at Tedward.
Did you include me since I'm in the room now?
No.
And the doctor?
He didn't see you. It's Tedward. He's coming at your face. Coming up in the air. Trying to attack you in the face. He just hits you in the face with his wings. It does nothing. It's just annoying.
Oh, that's actually, I quite enjoyed it.
Huh. That's it. It's a goose. The priest is still just tied up, so he can't do anything.
Father Beers.
Mm-hmm. Montana Jackson.
I'm going to continue to follow the trail of sweet tea.
Okay. So one more turn, you'll be at the room. Then it'll be old Bradley.
I p- put away the glaive.
Okay.
I'll level it up on the goose. Come on.
Okay, so I attack the goose with it.
Okay.
It hasn't. It'll be its first kill.
Yeah, but it's a magical goose that keeps reappearing, so it might get a thing.
I'm not using this glaive ever again.
So
it's
how about we killed the goose after we killed a monster in the room?
Nah, that's a thing. Focus fire. Thanks. World of Warcraft taught us. Focus fire.
Yeah, no, and we've been focusing fire.
I pull the sword out of the cane.
Okay.
And
Use it finessedly?
I use it with great finesse to Zoro this motherfucker. What's the damage on it?
It's a sword cane, so D8. It's like a rapier.
Mm-hmm. So a 23 is going to hit.
Yep.
And it deals 8 damage.
Okay.
And then I attack it again.
Okay. So you put a Z in his chest.
Uh-huh.
Which just slices open his scaly bits.
For Zradley.
Zradley. He doesn't know how to spell Bradley.
And then I got an 18.
Oh, that will hit.
And I deal 6 damage.
Okay.
And I what letter would you like
to... Oh, what are you carving into his face? With
a
your
dick.
A dick.
An alligator dick.
You carve a very rudimentary
gator
penis. A gator penis.
Yeah.
A genus. Right into his cheek. His slimy, slimy cheek. Then it'll be you, Tedward.
So I'm behind him now. Double damage.
No, I just said he missed you. I didn't say that caused you to tumble forward.
I tumbled through his
leg. You said that. That doesn't mean I said
you did
that.
Well, I'm going to go with that. Sneak attack. I'm just going to get up. I'm going to hit him just with the hammer.
Okay.
21.
Hits.
To hit. Maybe in the side of the head.
Okay.
I'm trying to make him fall down.
Okay.
-2 would still hit anyway.
Sure, yeah. But you didn't call it before you rolled.
That's
it,
fine. So. I'll get him
so
on the
you hit him
one.
In the ribs.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll go right in his ribs.
Okay.
And I deal 11 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get him with his zappers.
Okay.
I missed, but I'll take it. It's 8 damage. 8 electrical damage.
Okay, so you hit him in the ribs, and you see the lightning course through all of the little wounds all over him, sort of. And you can hear the ribs, like, shatter, but it looks like it ripples across his body, so, like, you broke all of the bones in his upper body.
It's going to be easier to you know, debone them now that they're all fragmented inside of
them. We can just turn them upside down and just shake them out.
We'll shake them out of them, yeah. So when
shake
them
out.
When we eat them.
We're going to shake it out.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just barely.
I'm going to hit him again in the head.
Okay.
Trying to knock him prone.
Sure.
He's going to prone bone him.
16?
No.
I shouldn't have called shot that.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't call your shot.
When 18 hit him.
A 17 would have hit.
Ah! hold on, let me do math. Nope, I'm
okay.
It's still 16.
Luckily, you got one more person to go before he does. So.
I would have dealt.
The goose might kill
15
him.
15 damage on him if I hit him.
The goose might take.
That would
him
have
out.
Been more than enough to kill him.
Yeah,
so then it is Milton.
Oh, fish man, I see. Take a sip of my sweet tea.
Free action.
Brother, cousin.
Yeah.
Toss me that glaive as I charge this fish man.
Free action to toss in a glaive.
Sure.
Slow motion shot.
Yeah.
Dex to
run
catch
up,
it.
Catch the glaive.
I want you to dex it.
No. Even if you catch it blade on, you have to run it through him.
12.
Yeah, you awkwardly catch it.
He hands handoff.
It's more of
a
handoff. Yeah.
And take a swing at fish man.
Okay.
With a 7.
Nope. You swing
second,
and miss hard.
Second attack. Crit 20.
Yay! Mark it down.
I'm marking it.
I got 10 for 46 roll.
Okay. So you charge him with the glaive. You stab and whiff, but the second one you catch him right above the belt line and sort of pull up a little bit, and his fish gut sort of right out of him.
Oh, it's a glaive of destiny.
And you notice the light in the eyes of the fishy man sort of fades and sort of travels down his body and into the glaive.
Yes.
1 out of 5.
Now your sword can get moist.
Now
but
kill that
magical,
goose.
His magical, what magical happened?
He's not really magical.
He just turns into fish.
It
has super strength.
Yeah,
it's
not like magic. It's not
no,
like
it's
magnets,
a,
dude.
It's a species within the H.P. Lovecraft universe. It's fish people. What
Fine.
Do you want?
I want to execute that goose.
Okay.
Execute Operation
but
Goose.
The goose's turn first.
We're still in combat.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah, the goose is here.
Is your AC a 15 or?
My AC is 15.
So he's going to get you right in the eye. He goes up right for your eye.
You said it was going to be a random attack.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
You did.
So whose eye is going to get hit? Wait, there's one who... Tedward, you get bit right in the eye.
I don't, because my AC is 18.
Oh, then you're fine.
Yeah. So I'm going to grab that goose right by the throat and pull his neck tight.
No.
I'm pulling his neck taut, and then I'm positioning it towards Milton.
Okay.
So I mean, it would be a grapple check, right?
Sure.
Why don't you give me more rolls to do it? I'm trying to help you kill a magical goose. How's a fucking 7?
He got
it's
a
opposing.
15.
It's an opposing strength.
He got a 15. He's a slippery goose.
He's a moist goose.
Slippery goose.
You got 2 attacks?
I'm not attacking. It's not my turn.
It
was a reaction.
Top of the round.
It's not the top of the round. Right now it's Montana Jackson, who makes it to the room to see
a dead fish man and us trying to wrestle a goose.
What's going on in here?
Oh shit!
He just closes the door.
Dynamite's alive!
Praise him.
We thought you were dead.
You done fell down the stairs, brother.
To your day.
Well, I do that every other day.
Yeah, but this time you were looking real rough, and then we reset time, and now we're back here, and there's a goose that is hunting us until the ends of the earth.
Well, that explains why I'm not dead.
The goose?
Why I'm not dead.
Oh.
You want to strangle this goose?
Hey, sure. Let me wrangle that goose.
Can you wrangle that goose for us there, brother?
Yep, I'm very strong, as you can see.
Double move, so he can't.
Yeah, you can't get to him. Your double move got you to the room.
I can't.
You just got to the room so you could see.
Just out of reach.
It would be Bradley's turn.
15 to grab the goose.
You got the goose.
I got a goose. I positioned the goose for easy cutting of the throat.
Roll.
Hey, brother, cousin, I do declare it is time for you to incise through the neck of this goosey bastard.
Oh, technically, it is Tedward's turn.
I hit it with a 16 in the head.
Yeah, its head explodes.
Good.
It's dead.
Hey.
I got a double 11, double 1.
It tried to bite my goddamn eyes out.
All right.
We're trying to fill the glaive full of the souls of evil beings so that we can strike down the unworthy.
Voice and head would just have transferred into the glaive to make it a plus something.
I cannot tell you if that is true or not.
No, I'm sorry.
You have no way of knowing that.
Guess what? This thing's going to pop up again, so you're going to get another opportunity.
Well, you're just going to keep popping it in the face because it done tried to bite your eyeballs out.
I'm sorry. When somebody disrespects me the way that goose did.
You break their fucking skull?
Yeah, that's what he's been doing the whole time.
That's exactly what I've been doing.
That is not a very mature response to emotional
distress.
I think
it's the most mature.
You need to be able to talk through your feelings, Tedward.
You throw gerbils at people.
He learned that at Swap College.
Hey, that is my coping mechanism to the pain of existence. And the gerbils have a contract with me.
So, oh, boy, that sounds a little weird. Have they unionized yet?
They are a union in that they're one force, and they it's like, you know, what's more powerful, like 5 armies or 1, the gerbil army.
So they haven't realized that they could just all band together and overtake you yet?
They don't want to. I treat them good.
Mm-hmm.
I rub their little bellies. They don't have fingers big enough for it.
Now, fellas, should we maybe talk to this Father Beers here? He can
sort
beer
man.
This whole thing out.
Yes. Yes, Bradley.
Hey, we're early this time.
What do you mean you're
last
early?
Last time we were here in like 3 days, and the Dun Apocalypse was happening.
Okay.
And we all yeeted Dagon.
Okay.
You got what? Did we Majora's Mask this?
Yes. And we're going to keep doing that.
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, you're doing some weird kinky sex shit with a fish man.
I'm not. Listen, they were beating me.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
So as they're having this conversation, I'm going to go up to the 3rd floor.
Okay.
To see if those pillars are still in this room.
They are in that room.
Are they still?
They look a little dimmer than they did
okay.
The last time you saw them.
Okay.
There are still little sparks of electricity coming out of them, but not,
I'm not gonna get
nearly
close.
As strong as last time.
So I would put together that this is not an unlimited thing that we can do, and that each time we do it, the light gets a little dimmer?
Or it's lit dimmer because it's only been a day instead of three.
Why do you believe that the voice in our collective heads would tell you anything else about this campaign?
Well,
he has not helped us one bit.
I just figured, you know, since he didn't want us to go 600 episodes, he would just tell me things that I asked, and you shouldn't discourage him or remind him that he's not supposed to tell me things. How about that?
You are correct.
Yeah.
I adjust my behavior. You fucking tell us all your secrets, DM boy.
No. You're thinking it could be one of a number of options. The ones we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Choke on
a
your
number
power.
Two of options.
It's basically like a microwave, but for time.
Timer wave?
Yeah.
Well, so do a perception check while you're in this room.
I done perceive.
You're not in this room.
Yeah, I am. That room. Yeah. Oh. I do a perception check in my room.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that? With a fucking 21.
There's a bunch of people in gurneys that you recall used to be... Well, no, you were never with the group.
I'm not from here.
It's just a bunch of people in gurneys sleeping.
I don't even understand the concept of an insane asylum. Back where I come from, we send the crazy people out to the bayou, and they do whatever the fuck they want. Like become magicians.
Or start a college.
Fire gerbils out of guns at people.
Make love to gators.
There are a bunch of runes carved into the walls as well, so... That's pretty much what I told you last time. It's the same.
Ruins.
We send them up to Washington, D.C.
D.C.
Where they can be members of Congress. Also, perhaps, the Zodiac Killer.
So, what?
19.
While you're there just sort of examining this room, you notice, like, this little waft of light come in through the window pane and just get slurped into the... pillar that's in that room, and it looks like it got just a smidge brighter.
So I believe that souls...
It's charging its laser.
Yeah, it's charging its laser souls.
Seems
laser,
that way.
Laser souls. It's the 1980s all-online version of Dark Souls.
Oh, okay.
Dark Souls plus...
lasers.
Fucking Tron.
Dark Souls plus fucking...
I was going to say...
Fuck souls!
Laser soul would be my mashup between... Daft Punk and Temptations. Laser Soul.
Oh, I was going to do Major Lazer and TLC.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back downstairs and tell everyone that the souls are going into laser and it's getting brighter as time goes by.
Okay.
Obi-Wan.
It does sound, just from your general, you don't have to roll for this perception, it does sound like there are people in the hallways. Doesn't sound like they're going any particular direction, but it doesn't sound like this building is empty.
So we're going to inform the doctor everything that we did, plus the island that rose out of the...
The father.
Bay?
The father?
What'd I say?
The doctor.
He's dead, hey. Brother. You can't talk to him.
Hey, sleepy head.
He's just resting.
Hey, wakey, wakey, aches and bakey, you scaly bitch.
So, yeah, we'll tell the priest everything that happened and then also the island that's coming out of the waters and the bays.
Well, I'm pretty sure that island coming out of the bays is where is Cthulhu.
There's an island.
Yeah, no.
Bless you, by the way.
But Cthulhu lives on that island.
Hey, bless you. Again. Yeah, no. You should really cover
early
your mouth.
Early A, I believe it's called.
You should cover your mouth when you sneeze because it's not healthy.
Cthulhu.
Oh, you're
spreading germs everywhere.
That's a very... Disrespect? Are you disrespecting me?
Yes, that's what I'm doing right now, tied up to the wall. I'm disrespecting you.
You don't kill him. Don't do it.
My hands are sweating.
Your hands are always sweaty.
That's true. I'm not healthy.
No, you're not.
You only eat spaghetti.
Yeah.
When you come on people's eyeballs.
Put towels in toilets. Monster.
No, you gotta put your shoes in the toilet.
That's true. He's got me.
And your head in the oven.
So while you guys are trying to assess what to do next, that's where we're going to take a break. Hello again. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. Now, we love doing the show for you, and we are always flabbergasted at the amount of support that you guys give us to keep doing this crazy show. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but your donations definitely make this a little easier to put in all this work. So we appreciate it. So head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and check out all the different rewards we have. Part of the Patreon is the $50 level where we have a bi-weekly game. And one of the bi-weekly games we're actually doing live on Twitch every other week. So if you head over to twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, you can see that bi-weekly game that we do with some of the patrons. And starting in February, you're going to be able to see us do Patreon episodes and regular episodes every week on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Now, if you want to check out the rest of us on Twitch, I'm over at twitch.tv/worldsmostokaysdm. Phil is at twitch.tv/imaginarynomad. And Tristan's at twitch.tv/... Oh, wait, he changed it. It's now twitch.tv/chunkydong. That's right, twitch.tv/chunkydong. Check it out. Back to the show. And we're back. All right. What the hell are you doing?
I was thinking maybe we should figure out a way to destroy these runes. Maybe Dr. friend Montana Jackson has some kind of insight, or maybe Father Beers, yes, knows how to destroy these runes and maybe permanently destroy this fishman's body, so if we have to reset time, he stays dead.
You're asking me how to make someone permanently dead to time travel?
Yeah!
You think I'm an expert on time travel?
Isn't that they're doing their Bible?
Let me check. Nope.
Check it. What is current 20?
It was a 19.
It's definitely in there.
Well, I'm pretty sure in Leviticus that Jesus did time travel.
He went forward in time to stop the Terminator.
The only way to permanently kill people through time travel is to not time travel.
Yeah, that's actually, he's pretty much got it. Yeah, if you just don't ever go back in time, he'll be dead.
He went to college for that.
I like time travel. I've only done it once, but I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Wait, you look like an addict. You're itching.
I fucking love time travel. You guys have time travel, though?
Let's go travel now.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back all the way. Back all the way. Before existence. To the endless white of nothingness.
Swamps began.
The endless white?
Yeah.
There's no gators there.
There's nothing.
We can make gators.
We can be gods.
What if you were the original gator?
I have created what I find attractive before I found it attractive. Time travel.
Catch it.
Science.
Boom.
Science.
That's just good science, guys. All right, so instead of focusing on that, you got something in that book of yours there, Dynamite?
Have I seen any of these runes before?
These look like ceremonial runes to summon a elder being.
Okay.
Let's smash them.
Do I know anything more?
So they look like discount coupons to the Cracker Barrel?
Based on your previous interactions with them.
Still, you gotta say that all.
Based on QR codes of the coupons of the Cracker Barrel summon Dagon.
Yes.
Based on your.
Did you know that's half off?
It's a cute little cooking apron you got there, Dagon.
Just kiss the cook. Yeah. Kiss my grits.
Based on all your previous interactions, you're pretty sure the elder being in question would be Dagon.
Is there anything we can do about them?
I mean, you could break them.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're obviously not active at the moment.
Well, there's nothing we can do with these runes. Guess we should go somewhere else.
I just said we could break them.
You could break them if you want.
I'll begin.
Well, they're not active.
They're
not activated, but you can break them so they can't use them for right now.
Break a lake.
Ricky Lake.
So you're breaking them.
I'm breaking them.
Okay. Just whatever, just scratching them.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff.
21.
With Thor's hammer.
Thor hammer.
Sure, you're just walking around the room smashing. You do notice the sound of footsteps are now much louder, and it sounds like they are coming towards your room, since you're making loud noises and smashing walls and whatnot.
And we're smashing too.
While he's smashing the wall, I'm going to be starting a fire on this fish man's body to try to burn him permanently, so
okay.
I want to get some sheets and wrap him up like a mummy, and then
okay,
light them on fire.
Aren't
so
there
starts.
Like people still in these gurneys?
There's bedding and stuff like that, because there's the, it's not a closet, but it's sort of like a storage unit that has blankets and sheets and other shit in it.
Morphine,
I believe, was in there.
Are we going to get taken by all the orderlies again, like at the very beginning of the season, and we're going to wake up in the beds, and the season is restarted because we time traveled?
You didn't time travel that far.
Yep, it's only been 3 days.
It's definitely been much longer than 3 days.
Yeah, it's been like 8.
Okay.
Because we spent a week in the Dreamland, which was more like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Not sure where he's going with this.
I don't know where he's going with it.
Is there a window?
Is there a wall?
They're barred, though.
There's two walls that are
barred. And they're high up. From you getting out of them.
Oh. Don't forget to take these feathers for your beautiful wings.
Feathers?
Take those feathers, you winged bastard.
Yeah, he grows pigeon wings. Like ratty-ass pigeon wings. So they've been sticking goose feathers in it to make it look better.
I've been purified by an angel, which is why I can grow these wings, I said.
Yes, that's why.
So he mummifies
your
body?
So yeah, so you wrap the body as fast as you possibly can and light it on fire.
Maybe we should bar the door as well.
Nah.
In the burning room?
We need to open up a window.
Yeah.
Let's start slow dancing, too.
The windows are 15 feet up.
All right. Do you want...
Who would lead?
Are you leading? Am I leading? I'm just going to slow dance with...
Don't touch me.
With the dead goose.
Dun, 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 dun. It'll be a nice rendition of Goose Lake.
What are you doing? As it sounds as if whoever's coming is very, very close.
How much distance do you think I have? Do I think I have?
Before people get to the room?
Yeah.
20 feet. Mm. Like next turn they'll be there.
Is there a second door leading out of here? No.
Just the one.
I'm going to try and bar the door.
Okay.
As best I can.
Doesn't it lock from the outside? Because we're in a sanitarium.
It does.
Yeah, we should probably keep it open.
Then there's about to be a fire set in here.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have numerous methods for eliminating walls, so I feel like an extra door wouldn't be too hard for you people.
Mm, I don't know, is the wall made out of stone?
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine.
I can just look out the window and teleport myself outside.
Me too.
I'll be trapped with my beautiful wings.
He's trapped because he's...
You just got
just
fucking...
flies around the ceiling for a while.
Winged rat wings.
For 18 seconds.
Up into the smoke.
He kills himself. Just bring me back in 3 days.
Are you Jesus?
Pigeon Jesus.
I'm opening up the door.
Okay. The door is open. You can see people coming.
What do they look like?
Fish people.
Which direction are they coming from?
The left. The exit is to the right.
I'm going to run.
Okay.
Sprinting.
Okay. Run, 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 run. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're running. Everybody else?
Yeah.
How many of those runes did we break?
I broke all of them before I left.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many fish people is it?
You know?
Looks to be about 30-something.
That's too many fish people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hold up, I'm going to wait. Hey, everybody.
Some of them are in surgical gowns.
Let's get out of here.
Blood all over them, but...
And then I'm going to take a page out of Montana Dynamite Jackson's book and amulet them.
Okay.
Okay, before he does that, I'm going to go to the hall and...
and run?
And drop myself through the floor.
Okay. Boop, boop. See, wouldn't you... take fall damage from one floor to the next.
I don't care.
So it's just one d6. You take 2 damage.
Good.
As you bloop, through the floor. You're on the first floor now.
Hey, pigeon bitch, you might want to get out of the way.
Yeah, is the guy on fire now?
Yeah, you lit him on fire.
All right, I want to run.
Somehow. I guess he has a lighter.
Close the door behind you, too. Yeah, he's a heavy smoker.
Close the door and
Beers.
Run.
Shit!
Oh, fuck. He's still,
on the wall!
He's chained up.
He's chained to the wall!
Someone who can teleport, grab him.
Fuck.
He's chained
he
to the
wall. He can't travel with me when I teleport.
Really?
It's just me.
Yeah. No, shit. You can carry people. You carried Tedward that one time.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tedward can also teleport.
Yeah, but I didn't burn
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to amulet him.
The fish people.
Uh-huh.
Roll your d20.
With a 9.
Father B. Hey,
everything
guys?
Slows down.
I'm in bullet time.
But you are moving normally, so you get 2 turns in a row.
You're just moving really fast.
You've had 100 cups of coffee.
I am the Flash.
For 2 rounds. So you basically get 4 turns.
So you don't even have to burn a teleportation.
You can just grab him and walk out.
All right, I'm going to take my time to free him from his restraints.
He's chained.
I'm going to undo them.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a lockpick.
Because I can escape restraints.
You can.
But he knows
it's
how they work.
It's the exact same
Is
method.
Okay.
But fine, I'll roll it.
I thought yours is magical.
It would be,
yeah,
it would be easier.
26.
You do. You pick his lock.
Good.
You
pick his lock.
All right, so I carry him out.
Okay.
And I go back into the hallway.
And everyone's just slow.
And I amulet him again.
Okay.
With a 17.
All of a sudden in your hand you have a sword made of pure black void energy.
Ah, gross! Oh. I throw it at him.
Which would have a +3 to hit and 2d12 damage.
I throw it at one of the fish people.
Okay.
As an attack.
Sure.
You're like, oh, this is gross!
Ew!
Ah! I rolled a straight 17.
Yeah, it's gonna hit one of them.
What
2d12. +3.
Jesus.
Plus your dex.
Yeah.
25 damage.
Alright.
Ah, this is gross! Yayitas!
You throw it, it goes right into one of the fishy people's chests and then sort of dissipates the moment it goes in there, but he's got a big gaping hole right in the middle of his chest, bleeding a lot.
Favorite.
Mangy. Not dead.
It's fine.
Did you say mangy?
Mangy. Yeah.
I leave.
Okay. So you just
with
keep
Father
him.
Beers.
With Father Beers.
So you can get pretty much all the way back to the car before anyone else even gets to go.
Yep. All right, that's what I do.
You guys just
I make sure that when I'm going down, I get a little tap on Tedward's cute little butt. But I'm going to be gentle about it. I don't want to hurt him.
Okay.
I notice.
Okay.
I'm going the speed of sound.
I mean, you see a blur just go by you.
And then,
and
like,
you hear your
stop,
rhythmics
and then come back, and then boop, and then...
I know that alligator claw anywhere. Alligator claw grip.
So, yeah. So the rest of you are just running then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys will all make it back to the car.
Hey, guys, what took you so long?
I'm very out of shape.
Someone took all my stuff.
Oh, yeah. Would you like some
banging.
Of that back? Because you can have it.
So, yeah, you guys get to the car as you notice the army of fishy people are coming out
the
door.
Oh, they got through the fire? Without getting...
The fire's in
you
the
lit
room.
It in the room?
Yeah.
And, they're
and
in
I
the
closed
hallway.
The door behind me.
Oh,
and
you
then...
closed the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it would have lit the building on fire quite that fast.
Well, it's made of stone.
There's that, too.
Well, Bradley, you got any more Molotovs?
I don't think
no.
I ever had
I was just
one.
Say, you ever had one?
Maybe.
Someone did.
I don't remember any.
I don't think.
That was like episode like 8.
That was the Covert.
Yeah, Covert.
Oh,
okay.
Molotovs. Never mind.
So no.
The mafia.
But what I do have is all your shit. Except I'm going to keep the sword cane. That's all right. Is that all right?
No, I need it to walk.
Well, you can keep the cane part. Fine.
You got a stick.
Here.
How am I supposed to walk with a stick? It's not tall enough.
I mean, he ran pretty well without his sword cane.
No, I fell through the floor and hobbled out.
I glooped my way through the floor. All right, fine. You can have it all back then.
Damn. The fish people are still approaching.
Oh, we leave.
We should drive away, brother.
Who's driving?
Montana Jackson.
Dynamite. He's not doing it.
Okay.
Brother cousin?
Yes.
You want to drive?
I did drive here.
All right, well, begin procedures of running away through the act of driving.
I drive away.
All right, you drive away. You do
run
notice
him over.
That while you're driving away, the perfect weather is it's starting to get a little cloudy and a little breezy outside. It's a little chilly.
Well, it's Maypril. It's normal Maypril.
So maybe it's nothing.
Weather.
Maypril it's showers not... bring Maypril flowers and Maybelline. The apocalypse.
Syrup.
Syrup?
Is my cleansing fire cleaning up the asylum? That
higher
slime's
low.
Flammable out here.
Higher
Hi.
The room is on... So you can definitely see smoke coming out of the back of the building, so it does look like it is at least somewhat on fire. The fish people go back inside, so they're probably going to be able to put it out.
I don't know. Fire's a funny thing.
Okay.
Is it?
What? I'm pretty sure it's pretty straightforward.
Also, you just murdered a room filled with sleeping people, but...
They was dead already.
Fun.
They weren't dead. They were sleeping.
That was Milton.
They were dead inside.
That was all
they were your unplayed characters.
I guess
better
we're
than
stuck with these characters and
before they
die,
turn into
we
fish
leave.
People.
No, they weren't the fish people.
I commit
people.
Suicide. See you boys in like 4 weeks.
They were your whole group.
Jump out the car into oncoming traffic.
Somehow he survives.
So are you guys heading back to the church or?
I don't know. Where does Father Beers want to go?
Hey, Papa Beers, where you want to go, brother?
Hospital. would be preferable.
We just got you from a hospital.
Ah, you're fine.
Not
we'll
a
you.
Mental hospital. I have multiple wounds.
I'll heal you, Father. Let's get back to the church.
Hey, we can go take a nappy.
We all have multiple wounds.
I heard.
They're just not all physical.
Mine are physical. Mine are very physical.
I think you're just ignoring all the ones that aren't physical by putting too much attention on the fact that you got some cuts and bruises.
I've got internal bleeding.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I bleed internally.
He, like, he jostles himself and you can hear him slosh around like he drank too much tea.
Well, listen, I mean, the internal blood, that's where you want it, right?
I think it's supposed to be still in the veins.
No,
whatnot.
Well, I mean, it's like nearby.
I don't think it works by osmosis.
I'm just a simple swamp wizard. My brother cousin is a horse, I mean, definitely a people doctor. Mm. And he will absolutely mechanically repair your bits.
Can you actually fix me? Or are you just some weird swamp?
He will cut your testicles off. Don't
what?
Worry.
That's not... I don't
you
want
You said
that
you
more.
Wanted to be fixed.
That's... No. Repair.
We can't just have little... little Father Beers just running around.
I don't...
We don't have enough food to feed him.
I want that too. I want him to do that.
You want to be fixed?
Fix him.
No.
Fix him.
Don't fix me.
Tedward, do you want to be fixed?
No, I'm asexual, so it don't matter.
You're apesexual?
Yeah, I like...
You just like coming in people's eyes.
Doesn't A stand for all?
That's not what that means.
Oh, I'm...
It just means you're a pervert.
But I do enjoy apes.
What? Hey, man, whatever you like, I am sexually aroused by the cold, dead eyes of alligators. So no judgment here, brother.
Oh, the mention of eyes just makes your skin crawl, Tedward. But you have a phobia of eyes.
But you come on them.
But you do come in them. Well then you can't see them anymore.
That's right. It's what my power against the eyeballs.
There you go.
Well, I still think we should destroy that.
Are you
going to
fix these
asylum?
Wounds?
Well,
absolutely,
we get back to the church.
Driving at the moment. I could pull over, I suppose, and someone else could take the wheel.
Just drive. I don't care.
We're like 2 blocks from the church.
Fine.
New York City is like 4 blocks completely.
Surrounded by swamp.
About
15 minutes later, you get back to the church.
Everything's about 15 minutes away.
It takes hours.
And there's a swamp.
So you guys get back to the church. Are you going to fix the priest?
Yep. Kay. I'm going to use my healing ability. To give him 12 hit points back.
All right, his wounds magically heal all over his body.
All right, well, thank you for rescuing me. I appreciate it. You didn't have
now
to
make
do
yourself
that.
Useful.
We are.
What do you want me to
this
do?
This place is a mess.
Well, yes, they ransacked it.
Well, unransack it.
I mean, what happened here?
Oh, Sassy Pig died too.
Oh yeah, Sassy Pig's dead and
Sassy
cultist.
Pig's dead?
Hey, you need to stop interrupting me.
What happened to Sassy Pig?
A goose. There's a goose that haunts us. It's coming for our blood.
What did you do to that goose?
Well, nothing.
I'm pretty sure it's an elder god from
it's a demon bird.
Yeah, from hell.
All right, well I'll get some more crucifixes for a demon bird or something.
Yeah, bird cross.
I mean, if it's captured,
poison
it probably
all the
can't
it's
reappear,
a cross
right?
With the kernel on it.
Get it full of quinoa, so it's so fat it can't chase us. That's right. I know how to pronounce quinoa.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an ancient grain
from
like amaranth.
Oh Jesus!
Okay. What about millet?
Oh, definitely millet.
Millet's gross. Fuck off.
I poisoned all of it and put it around the building so it draws all the gooses and then kills them.
Is that why there's all those dead gooses outside? We're going to get a fine.
Wait, you can say quinoa, but you can't say geese.
Gooses.
Gooses.
That's the proper nomenclature.
Brother cousin.
Yeah.
I was thinking you could just skip all the ancient grains because that's expensive. You just buy Alka-Seltzer and throw it into their mouths and they explode when they try to fly away.
Alka like what?
You know.
I think he means batteries.
Batteries? What's a battery?
Throw batteries at him.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, we're in New York, not Philadelphia.
We got to sharpen nickels.
What? Is that a New York thing?
I don't know.
You sharpen nickels?
Maybe.
Throw them at the homeless.
It's either sharpen nickels to throw at the geese or we sharpen the homeless.
and give them knives and the ability and training to hunt down things at the night.
When you say sharpen the homeless, do you mean
like
enhance
their wits,
their skills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn them into an unstoppable fighting force.
I thought you meant whittle the homeless.
John Wick!
No. Yeah. We
their
cover
fingers,
the homeless in razor wire.
And at that point, while you're discussing how to do whatever it is you're doing, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out at Grim Restaurant.
All right, Bill Cosby.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, The Nuck, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinnery, Chris Wisdom, Stiggy, Lousy Apples, and Sparkle Brony 69. If you are one of these lunatics that want to support us over at patreon.com/botchpodcast, please do it, like our newest patron, Quake. Thanks, man. And if you have a moment, head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-starer.
Love this podcast, 5 stars by Beta Monkey 1, November 12th, 2019. I've been listening and binging this for a while, and I love every episode. From Poe to Toe to Catman Dude to a flying double kick, parenthetical, and some accidents therein, and parenthetical, all the way to insane asylums and occasional space Vikings, parenthetical, with the turtles, and parenthetical. I can't wait until I get to listen every week. Well, you're in luck because you can.
What happened to your accent?
I don't know. I gave up.
Gave up on you.
I gave up. I quit the accent business.
You should just quit.
I'm just going monotone now. This is the only way I'll be speaking to anyone from this point forward.
It's going to make your day with a bus too weird.
It's going to make it phenomenal.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. On all social medias, and as always,
make sure that you train the homeless for murder.
See you next week, nerd.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
I think it's only Tedward and
Bradley.
He doesn't have the thing.
Write it down.
I'm not gonna. My papers change every time.
He's been this character for half the season already.
Not half the season.
I don't know.
It's been like a month.
Not really.
But
it's been like six
episodes.
Still not. It's
whatever.
Still,
it's been more than six.
It's been more than six.
It's not too many. Doesn't really work anyway because. Like, oh, it's just six episodes.
Well,
okay, 12 episodes, which is more than enough time to memorize the name Bradley.
That's a stupid name.
Stupid character.
Me llamo Bradley.
What do you want?
It took me 3 months to learn Milton, okay?
Way to crush me down, Milton.
That is the time frame we're working with here. See ya.